pastors. Could some actually be atheists?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker at pastors' conferences worldwide. Well, Ken, that sounds like what we would call an oxymoron, something like jumbo shrimp. So how could an atheist ever be a pastor?
Well, parishioners in the Danish village of Tarbeck have demanded that their pastor be reinstated. He was suspended for admitting to a newspaper he was an atheist. The bishop who suspended him said that the pastor's comments were totally unacceptable. He added that, quote, "The pastor has created confusion and uncertainty about what the church stands for. The Danish government has even said that a pastor can't work in the state church if he or she doesn't believe in God. But others have denounced these actions as censorship against the pastor. They say that his freedom of expression has been violated. You know, I'd be prepared to guarantee that this pastor doesn't believe in a literal Genesis and accepts millions of years and other evolutionary ideas. In 25 years of ministry, I've discovered that compromise about the age of the earth opens a door to compromise on other clear teachings of Scripture. The slippery slide of unbelief usually leads to calling Christ's death and resurrection being called into question also. Others then turn to atheism. Does your pastor stand firmly on God's word from the very first verse in Genesis, or has he compromised with millions of years, the Big Bang, and evolution?
Some people believe that carbon dating proves that the earth is very old. For the truth, read our free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.